Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. As always, thank you for introducing me, and I want to thank you for listening to us, tuning us in here on our study of Reading the Word. We are in the book of Exodus, and we're in the middle. Literally, we are ready to begin the fifth of the Ten Commandments there in Exodus chapter 20. So if you would like to, grab your copy of God's Word so you can study along with us. That way, if you say, well, I don't know what he said, what he read, if you have your copy of God's Word open, I have my copy open, we can better study it together. We've been talking about the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words, if you will, and we've just finished the first section, the first four, how I treat God. I have no other gods. I don't make any other gods. I don't take the name of the Lord my God in vain. And I was, if I was an Israelite back then, to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. And the last commandment we talked about, the Sabbath day, that one's no longer binding upon us as New Testament Christians today. It's the only one of the nine not brought forward in the New Testament. And it's one of the only two that are positive, while the other eight are negative. Well, if you join with me now in Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 12, here is our other positive one. And it's one that almost seems like, well, how could you not do that? Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, I am reading from the King James translation, by the way. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. What's the command, God? Plain and simple, honor your father and mother. Do what they say to do. You know, that's conveyed in the New Testament very well in Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 1 following. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. Paul is saying, you need to honor your parents. Why, Paul? Plain and simple, because it is right. We also see what Solomon, the wisest man to ever walk the face of the earth, and a love letter to his son in Proverbs, the first chapter in the eighth verse. Solomon puts it this way, giving some wisdom. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. In this second and final positive command, what do we see? We need to honor, to respect, to listen to obey our parents. Friends, when we honor our father and our mother, according to the book of Exodus, we will have a prolonged life. And we learn from the book of Ephesians, it is right. Now you say, wait, Brother Justin, my mother, my father is a wicked person. They're still your parents. You can still respect their authority. You can still treat them right, even if they don't treat you right. Because treating them right, even if they don't treat you right, that's right in God's sight. Honor your father and your mother, that you may live long upon the earth. Now, I think you probably want to live long upon the earth. I know I would like to. I feel like I could do a lot of good here. So honor your parents, okay? That's the fifth command. As we move on to the sixth of the Ten Commandments, it's very simple in verse 13. You could probably quote it without even reading it. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. It's plain and simple. Literally, as we mentioned a few studies ago, literally these would have been two or three word sentence fragments. That would have been the whole command. Literally, this one said, not kill. Thou shalt not's in the translation. Not kill. Now, one might argue, though, a better translated word for kill might be murder. Because murder is taking vengeance, right? Yet at the same time, God, throughout the Old Testament, instructed his people to kill enemies. For instance, study the book of Joshua as they go on a killing spree in the name of the Lord, conquer some 30 kings all around the Promised Land. Yet God is not breaking one of his commandments when he tells his children to kill somebody. See, God is always right. That's a characteristic of God. If God is not right, he is not God. And if he's not God, then Jesus did not raise from the dead. If Jesus is not raised from the dead, friends, we have no hope. So God is always right. So really, not murder. thou shalt not murder. We don't need to be out killing people just for the fun of it, and really we should keep from killing people. But you think about, well, what if somebody breaks in and they're getting ready to do bodily harm to you or your spouse or your family or children? You act in self-defense, right? You never want to kill somebody, but sometimes it happens. Or what if you think about you're in the Army? Sometimes somebody needs to be taken out for the betterment of your platoon or even the country. God says, don't murder. Don't murder. Don't go out just for the fun of it. Don't go out and just say, well, he looks like fun. I think he should no longer live upon this earth, and go out and take a knife to the neck. God says, don't do that. You've got more important things to do. He says at the end, in Romans chapter 12, verse 18, vengeance is mine, I'll repay, saith the Lord. So even if somebody makes you mad, you just, okay, you smile and you go on, and you continue to live faithful to the Lord. Thou shalt not kill. That is commandment number 6 out of 10 of the Ten Commandments. Tell you what we're going to go ahead and do. It's about a half a minute early. We're going to go ahead and take our break. We'll be right back. Coming up is some information about the Wood Church of Christ, where I'm honored to be the pulpit minister. And we'll pick back up with commandment number 7 next on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. And yes, you would be our honored guest at any and all of our worship services there at the Wood Church of Christ. If you want to study any of our lessons in our Reading the Word series again, or maybe you've missed any of them, they're all on my website, thejustinreedshow.com. That's thejustinreedshow.com, thejustinreedshow.com. Once you're there, if you'll click on the menu on the left, the word programs, another little menu pop out, and they're alphabetical there for you. Click on Reading the Word, pulls up everyone. This is number 73 that we've done. So if you've missed any of them, they're all there for you. Let's get back in the Word, shall we? We're in Exodus chapter 20. We're ready for verse number 14, as we're in the back half now, the Ten Commandments. And we've looked at, in this lesson, honor your parents, number five, that's the second positive. Don't kill, literally not murder. Number 6, now number 7, verse 14 of Exodus 20, thou shalt not commit adultery. That's plain and simple. Don't commit adultery. Every man's supposed to have his wife. Every wife's supposed to have her husband. Don't go running around on your wife. Don't go running around upon your husband. You take yours, they take theirs, and you leave them alone. We see later, when the old law is given more in detail in Leviticus chapter 20, there's a punishment for breaking this specific law. Read with me in Exodus 20:10. The man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. You know, friends, we live in a society today where it's much more lax. That doesn't mean God's law's any less lax, though. But friends, think about it. Under the Old Testament time, a man that slept with another man's wife, he was to be killed, stoned, and so was she. She was to be stoned. See, God loves marriage. God loves marriage. He loves it so much that was one of the first things he did in the Garden of Eden. After Adam names all the animals and there's nothing else like Adam, God makes a helpmeet, one suitable for Adam. And he joins the two together, and they become the first husband and wife, friends. God loves marriage. And it breaks God's heart when marriages are destroyed. When he's talking about don't commit adultery, he's talking about within a marriage or having a relationship with someone who's married. Because you may say, wait, I'm not married, but the person I'm seeing, well, she's got a husband, but we do something on the side. That's still adultery and still all fornication. Fornication in the Greek, where we get from the word porneia, where we get pornography from, friends, this is no laughing matter. Now, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was questioned on this very thing in the 19th chapter of Matthew. In Matthew 19:9, Jesus says, and I say unto you, watch this, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her is put away, doth commit adultery. In other words, friends, the innocent party is allowed to remarry. But if you're not the innocent party, I don't care how much you want to be in a sexual relationship with somebody else. That's not approved in God's eyes. And why would you want to do something that God has explicitly said don't do? Friends, adultery was a problem in the Old Testament time, in the New Testament time, and still today, although we don't call it adultery anymore. We call it, well, that's life, right? No, it is not life. That is not how God intended for us to live. Don't commit adultery. Well, let's continue our study here on the Ten Commandments. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, the Bible simply says, "Thou shalt not steal." In my opinion, this may be the easiest of them, plain and simple. If it's not yours, don't take it. Now, we often think about, okay, well, my neighbor really has a chainsaw that I would just really like. He always leaves it sitting outside anyways. It would do better if I took it and used it as my own. And then if he questioned me about it, say, no, I've had this one for years. No, see, friends, that's stealing. You're at a store and you take something. You're at a friend's house and you take something. Friends, that is stealing. That's taking something that's not yours. That applies to possessions, friend. You can steal a person too, though, and that goes back to adultery. You can try to steal somebody out of a relationship. Don't be doing this. God explicitly, without any questions, he says, don't do this. Don't take them. Don't take a possession, friends, that is not yours. Let's go ahead and look at the ninth commandment now. In Exodus 20 and verse 17, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his anything." Excuse me, I'm one ahead. Verse 16, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." It makes more sense. Friends, don't bear false witness. Now, this command involves people going to court. You could have almost paid somebody back in those days to stand in for you to go to court. He says, don't be bearing false witness. Don't go into it with a predetermined script that no matter what the truth is, you're going to answer it this way because it makes you, or as the case may be, makes your client look better. Friends, the truth always prevails, and in the book of Numbers it says, be sure your sins will find you out. I want you to go with me very quickly before we have to end our study today to Matthew 26, 59 through 61. Matthew 26, 59 through 61. To set the scene, we're at the trial of Jesus. He had a total of six. All six were illegal. Three before the Jews, three before the Romans. Jews couldn't condemn him, so they sent him to the Romans. They just more or less by proxy condemned him, even though he was innocent. Now the chief priests and the elders, Matthew 26, 59, with all the council, they sought false witness against Jesus, why, to put him to death, but they found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, they found none. At last they finally found two. And these two said, this fellow said, I'm able to destroy the temple of God and build it in 3 days. Well, that's what he said. They just applied it literally instead of spiritually, friends. At the trial of Jesus, they could not even pay two people to agree to bear false witness against Jesus, and they finally do agree. God's commands, plain and simple, do not bear false witness. Don't lie. I don't care if you're guilty. If you're guilty, you deserve to suffer the punishment. That's just how it works. You transgress the will of God, you receive the punishment. Don't bear false witness. Don't steal. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill, and honor your parents. That's what we've talked about in our lesson today. And previously we talked about, don't take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. Don't worship any other god, and don't make any other god as well. But do this. Join us next time when we'll finish out studying the Ten Commandments here on Reading the Word. Until then, may the good Lord bless you, and may he keep you. Please continue to pray, and thank you so much for listening. Please invite a friend. We'd love to have you study with us again next time on Reading the Word.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.